They came from County Cork, Ireland. And, well, my mother and dad, they were born here, see, in the city. And my dad's name was Jim and my mother's name was Agnes. You see, so both of them was Irish on both sides. So, and in that family of my mother, they had, in her family, they had between brothers and sisters, there were 16 of them. So you can understand how the family grew. And like my cousin asked me one time, he said, Morty, how is it that, how many cousins do we have? I said, John, I said, listen, I then got to 175. I said, now quit counting. Now those are cousins. I said, I just got run out. I got a headache trying to think of, you know, who they all were, because God Almighty, like I'm telling you, they look like they just believed in having big families. And they were, I tell you, like I said, it's really, like I told Angus, and I told Jack Dempsey, and I told a lot of these people, I don't know why they got that deal about these people being nothing but drunkards and fighters, because I don't say they didn't fight, God Almighty, I mean, it was just like anything else. If you have to fight, you just have to. I mean, you know, if you're pushed on enough, you're going to have to defend yourself in some kind of way.
Yeah.
God, you take most of your people out in that part of town, they became some of your best lawyers, your doctors, priests, nuns, mayors. They got to be pretty prominent people.
Yeah. The city has changed a lot since you...
Oh, yeah, it's changed very, very much. You see, like on that section of town, there was one thing that everybody had in common, they were poor. But it was the thing that everybody helped each other. It wasn't any selfish deal. Because that goes, now listen, don't get me wrong, we had people out there. We had black people that lived out there too. We've had Italians, you name them. They had all kind of race, believe it. And it looked like everybody got along. If you were sick, that's it. They came over and looked in. It goes from black and white. It didn't matter who you were. If you wanted something to eat, good. You always got something to eat over somebody else. And like these black people, they used to have these fish fries. That was, you know, I guess you heard of them, that catfish and potato salad. They used to hang a red light outside their home. Well, you could go there and get a big plate of catfish and potato salad for 25 cents. And believe me, it was delicious. And they used to send me down there, and I'd go get it, and my mother and them would all sit outside at night. And they told me, well, now you go to Louise tonight, tomorrow. Well, they had about five or six of them. Well, they used to try and get me to go to this one. You know, they'd wish, they'd say, Marty, come here, I'll give you an extra plate. You can eat it for yourself. I said, man, if I don't go where they tell me, I'll never be able to sit down and eat that. Because, boy, they would give it to me. Well, they wanted to spread it out amongst, you know, they couldn't just give it all to one. See, that's what I'm telling you about. They used to have a good relationship out there. There wasn't all that fighting and rabble rousing. I mean, what they wanted to be. Now you go out there now, it's nothing but well, you got the project out there. They tore most of your beautiful little homes down. Well, it's got it all over the city now. And they're tearing them down all the way up here in the Garden District and out in front of town. Well, believe me, it's I think there is a trend on its way back, though, because they look like they're trying to build up, and they really are. They're doing a wonderful job. If you can go up and see some of these places, they had some beautiful little homes. Now, they got one over there on